Blackstone Audio presents Marlena, a novel by Julie Bunton. This book is read by Emma Galvin. For Kelsey and Leah. I'll make my report as if I told a story, for I was taught as a child on my home world that truth is a matter of the imagination. The Left Hand of Darkness, Ursula K. Le Guin. 1. New York. Tell me what you can't forget, and I'll tell you who you are. I switch off my apartment light, and she comes with the dark. The train's eye widens in the tunnel, and there she is on the tracks. Blonde hair swinging. One of our old songs starts playing, and I lose myself, right in the middle of the cereal aisle. Sometimes late at night, when I'm fumbling with the key outside my apartment door, my eyes meet my reflection in the hallway mirror, and I see her, waiting. Marlena and I are in Ryder's van. That morning, while he was still asleep, she stole the keys from the pocket of his jeans. The springs burst gloriously, stupidly into summer, and we're wearing drugstore flip-flops, hair tacky with salt at the temples, breath all cigarettes and cherry lip gloss and yesterday's wine. I kick my sandals off and unfold my legs on the dash, press my toes against the windshield the way I do when it's just Marlena and me. Ryder says I've ruined his car, that the spots won't rub off.